I'm DJ Question Mark. You're listening to Free Radio Olympia on 98.5 FM. I have some people here in the studio to talk about the Northwest Detention Center. I guess you can go ahead and introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Francine.
And I'm Claire.
And so if you could tell us a history of the Northwest Detention Center, how did it come to be?
Okay. Well,
And what is it, actually?
The Northwest Detention Center is a private immigration detention center in Tacoma, Washington. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to explain a little bit about it?
Go for it.
Okay. Currently, it detains over 1,500 people at any given time. These people predominantly haven't been convicted of any crime. They're just folks looking for work here that aren't quote-unquote legal. So, I don't know if that is, if I covered everything about what the Northwest Detention Center is. It's run by Geo Group, which is a large company that runs most of the private immigration detention centers in the United States, and it's the third largest private immigration detention center in the country.
Do you know why it's private? Why, like, is it for-profit detention center?
It is a for-profit facility, mm-hmm. and I have my theories as to why the immigration, Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the federal government are using private immigration detention centers, but...
But even just in general, in the past decade or so, there's been a huge push toward... toward privatized prisons in really every outlet, even... Even when it comes to the hospital industry, pretty much everything's going private at this point, so it's not really a big surprise that this would affect immigration policy as well.
Right, and like I said, Geo is the, like, number one private company for the private prison industry, so, yeah.
So when they, immigration, customs, and enforcement, ICE, is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they do raids and round people up from their workplaces, they go to the Northwest Detention Center? Is that where they get shipped to?
From what I understand, this is the largest one on the West Coast. So the majority of the people, I believe, and I wouldn't like quote me on this necessarily, but there are people coming from this area, so Oregon, Washington, Idaho. And then they also do bring people in, this is recent, bring people in from all over the country from other prisons in the country. So people that are convicted felons and undocumented are now being sent to the Northwest Detention Center. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what has been the local feeling about the detention center in Tacoma?
It really depends who you're talking to. I'd say by and large, if you were to go up in any of the busier areas of Tacoma and ask someone if they knew about the Northwest Detention Center, if what it was, even if it was in Tacoma, they would probably give you a blank stare or just kind of feign surprise. I think a lot more people actually know that it exists than let on, but it's something that's easy to brush aside because it's in a warehouse district. It's, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind for those who aren't immediately affected by it. And so people like to pretend it's not there.
Including city council.
Yeah.
They completely absolve themselves of having any connection to the detention facility, and they make money off of the facility via property tax, etc. That's something that some people have been looking into in Tacoma, is trying to figure out more of the connections financially between the city and the detention center. Rambling. Sorry.
Can you also tell us about the Geo Group and Wells Fargo and how they play into all this?
Well, do you want to take that one?
Well...
Okay. I'm not a huge expert on, like, all of the people who invest in the detention center, Geo Group. There are companies like Wells Fargo and a whole slew of other companies that are invested in supporting Geo Group and their private facilities. I don't really know how to fully answer that question.
Basically, they, like many other corporations, are profiting off of people being detained and kept away from their families, kept away from their lives.
Okay, so what kind of efforts in Tacoma has there been to raise awareness or to resist the existence of the detention center?
More recently, in the past year or so, there have been a few noise demos outside of the detention center to just kind of express overall solidarity with the people inside, make some noise, let them know that there are people in Tacoma, other than maybe those that they may more intimately know, who recognize that they are there and care and want to do something to get them out, to put a stop to all of this.
Right. And in the past, there was there was Smash Ice, and there were a couple big demos that happened that, I mean, they're really big for Tacoma, I think, and there was a large police presence, and the city really tried to kind of squelch that, and I think kind of was successful at it in a way. But there have been people, like the people who go outside and do noise demos, or there are people that do peace vigils, or there's a group that goes to city council and constantly raises issues about the varying legalities in the detention center, or surrounding the detention center, to the city of Tacoma. So there's a little bit of resistance. There could be more as far as like the people in the city of Tacoma are concerned. There needs to be more.
And you all are planning a conference pretty soon, right?
Yeah, this Saturday at King's Books, which is on South 218 St. Helens in Tacoma, from noon to 7 p.m., we're going to be having a conference called No Border, No Nation, and we're going to have several speakers coming to address aspects of immigration from a national and local standpoint, and hopefully we'll get some more people interested and get some things going again.
So I thought that was interesting, the no borders, no nations. Can you elaborate on that and what that means, what that would look like?
Well, I don't know how that would look, because I don't know if that's going to happen in my lifetime. But prison abolition and abolition of borders is something that I'm personally interested in. But I don't know how to answer how that would look. Anyway, not being very articulate, I suppose.
I think in terms of naming the conference, that as organizers coming from an anti-border, anti-nationalist perspective, that was something important for us to bring in to this conference. But in terms of a specific answer, there is no specific answer. I would agree with Claire that I don't know if that's something I'll see in my lifetime. It would be great, but given the state of everything, the way things are now, I think it's more so just a sentiment of that's what we can aspire toward, while also recognizing that the reality of things is very different from that.
Right. And there's not a... I don't know how to articulate myself about that. I don't know. For me personally, it was really important for me to, like, stick to my guns about my personal beliefs and how I perceived prisons and borders when speaking about the Northwest detention and about immigration, because the majority of resistance right now that's, like, out in the open against the detention centers and against immigration has to do with reform, and that's not something I personally resonate with. However, like, I am aware that the people that have been around that have been actually doing things and helping with people with raids and help really helping support the immigrant community in this area has largely been reformist. And so I think that this conference will be really interesting, because we'll be having people speak that are coming from that perspective. And I would like to try, as difficult as it may be, to figure out how people coming from an abolitionist type standpoint can maybe work with or work alongside with people who already exist, and we can like use each other's resources, I guess. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
So what are like maybe future plans for resisting the detention center beyond the conference? How can people get involved?
Mm. In Tacoma?
I think coming
anywhere.
Yeah, I think coming to the conference is a good first step in terms of making connections, meeting people, having the conversations that need to be had about how to really take things further and really try to affect something in Tacoma at the very least. So showing up at the conference is a good first step. Also, we do have a blog page that we've been updating regularly. Right now, it's focused a little bit more on the conference as it's a week away. But in terms of resources, we have quite a few different links to past articles online, some different organizations on a local and national level. And so checking that out is a good idea, too. It's unmasknwdc.wordpress.com. And we're updating it regularly, so check it out regularly.
Also, I have been talking to some local groups that aren't in Tacoma about the possibility of having an assembly about the Northwest Detention Center. And so an assembly would be that you have different people from differing views but are against the same issue, I guess, and coming together and arguing and debating about how you want to approach this issue. That would be the Northwest Detention Center and immigration. So that might be a next step. Hopefully, I'm actually really excited about that potentially happening in Tacoma. So
awesome. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Thanks for having us on here. Also, on Friday at 7:30 p.m., we're having a hip-hop benefit show at Coffee Strong, the GI Resistance Coffee House in Lakewood. I don't know the address off the top of my head, but it'll be at 7:30 p.m. There are several local hip-hop artists who will be performing, and yeah, get the flyer out so I can stop stalling. Graves 33, Summon, Zero Hours, Crazy Monk, and Thought Crime Collective. And we're asking for a $5 donation, but, you know, come if you can. It will be a benefit for the conference and for future resources to use to help people in the detention center and their families. So that'll be the kickoff event for the conference, and then the conference will be at King's Books again from noon to 7 p.m. on Saturday.
And also, I wanted to mention that some of the people that will be at the conference will be folks from El Comité, which is a group out of Seattle. And then, help me out here, there will be a talk about the Northwest Detention Center from the anarchist perspective, and there will be a gentleman speaking from Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And there also are going to be some people coming all the way up from Arizona, some of which work with the No More Deaths camp. And that should be interesting. They're going to be talking about SB 1070 and kind of like what's going on down there actually at the border.
We also have some local artists have contributed work to let us borrow for the event to have on display, is kind of just bringing in another outlet of communication, works that are focused on immigration, raids, deportation, detainment, etc. And so we're just kind of trying to bring in a lot of different elements and a lot of different groups, and I'm really excited for it. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is Free Radio Olympia, 98.5 FM, and thanks for listening.